Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colleague ministers, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me join my colleagues to thank the government and the people of Kenya for the warm hospitality extended to me and my delegation and the excellent facilities that have been put at our disposal. Our thanks also goes to the Director General of the WTO and his staff for preparing the and facilitating the organization of this conference. Let me also warmly welcome Liberia and Afghanistan accession to the WTO. The Gambia, like other LDCs, recognize the importance of an inclusive development-oriented multilateral trading system. As an LDC, development is at the heart of our membership in the WTO, and we therefore remain focused in our effort to achieve a balanced outcome in these negotiations. In this respect, we continue to call for flexibility in the application of non-discriminating trade rules and disciplines and the expeditious implementation of previous decisions in favor of LDCs to enhance our full and meaningful integration in the multilateral trading system. The Gambia welcomes the progress made towards the operationalization of the LDC's service waiver. We appreciate the efforts and commitments of the WTO members who have granted preference to enable the LDC service supplier access their markets. We believe that the effective operationalization of a service waiver will help LDCs to improve on our service exports, which is, in the case of the Gambia, is one of the largest drivers of growth. The Gambia also calls on WTO members and other development partners to provide the LDCs with enhanced technical assistance and capacity building to strengthen the domestic and export services capacity of LDCs to enable us benefit from the operationalization of the waiver. We also call for the full implementation of the Hong Kong Ministerial Declaration on duty-free, quota-free market access for LDCs and for the removal of complicated and cumbersome rules of origin that hamper the ability of LDCs to effectively make use of these preferences. Finally, let me emphasize that aid for trade remains an important area of interest to us as LDCs, given its strategic role in supporting the development of trade-related capacities in our economies. The Gambia therefore welcomes the extension of the EIF into the second phase and wishes to thank all the donors who have made pledges at the conference a few days ago. The multilateral trading system remains and will continue to be the platform that avails us the opportunity to discuss and agree on multilateral trade rules that promote free, fair trade and support our development process. In spite of the current challenges in the negotiations, we should continue to commit in the DDA negotiations and be ready to give and take to have a balanced outcome. Let me conclude once again by thanking and congratulating the government of Kenya for successfully hosting this conference. We look forward to a successful outcome to address the remaining issues in the DDA. I thank you for your attention.